New South Wales police are investigating how a man got hold of a pump-action shotgun, fired into the home of his pregnant ex-partner before two Sydney police stations were shot at overnight. Daniel King was killed by the police he was shooting at outside the Penrith police station. The mother of his child says she had reported King to police for domestic violence. They didn't think there was sufficient evidence to act. So why, when domestic violence continues to make such headlines, has a prominent charity working in the area today gone into liquidation? Isabel Rowe reports.
He's shooting the f***ing police. I've got to go, I'm scared.
Gunshots fired at Western Sydney police, caught on camera by a stunned onlooker. The man with the gun was 32-year-old Daniel King, who had just come from his ex-partner Stacey Taylor's house. She claims she'd called police in August about her ex-partner's threats to kill her.
As soon as I got the message, I'm like, I'm not taking any of that lightly. Like, I've got three kids, I'm pregnant, I'm not going to... I went through domestic violence in the past and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to go through all of that all over again. So I called the police that night and they said there was enough evidence to do anything about what had happened.
New South Wales Minister for Domestic Violence Prevention, Mark Speakman, says Ms Taylor's claims will be investigated. On average, one woman a week is killed by a current or former partner. It's the sort of violence charity White Ribbon wanted to stamp out. But today, the charity announced suddenly it had closed its doors. As her phone rang with news of the charity's demise earlier today, anti-sexual violence advocate Nina Fennell wasn't surprised.
I think it began to become on the nose a few years ago within the public, I think, but it was a number of years before that that the sector was privately airing concerns.
White Ribbon made headlines in 2015 when an ambassador made controversial comments in an opinion column. Political sociologist Jenna Price has written extensively about White Ribbon and says it was the first of several hits to the charity's reputation.
There were a range of White Ribbon ambassadors who were clearly problematic, including one who used a newspaper column to say that feminism was causing violence against women and men to lose their self-esteem.
2 years later, there was another story.
In 2017, White Ribbon was going to accept money from a publican if the authorities let him install more poker machines. Now, any organisation around violence against women would take money from gambling and alcohol interests tells you that they have really lost their way.
The charity has also recently cycled through four directors, including Chairman Nicholas Cowdery, who resigned after the ABC aired controversial comments about convicted killer Kelly Lane's sex life. Jenna Price says by February, the charity was more than $800,000 in debt.
The biggest increase in spending for the year ending June 2018 was the cost of employee expenses, which grew to nearly $4 million against a total revenue of $6 million. And that's an increase of 40% over the year before that. Now, although, I mean, you can always argue that staffing is very important in any organisation which is about advocacy.
White Ribbon has released a statement confirming its liquidation, saying it's been proud to work alongside partner organisations to prevent men's violence towards women. Both its CEO and board chair have declined PM's request for interviews. New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman has praised the charity's work, but says his government didn't provide them any funding.
White Ribbon has made an important contribution to tackling domestic violence in New South Wales and across Australia.
The ABC understands White Ribbon staff have been told to expect their entitlements. In its statement, the charity has encouraged people planning White Ribbon Day events to carry on, along with the international movement. White Ribbon Day is next month.
Isabel Rowe reporting. And if you find yourself in an abusive situation, or maybe you know someone who is, you can call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732. If it is an emergency, always call 000.